Chapter 4. One night, Dr. Jekyll's butler came to Mr. Utterson's house.
"I'm sorry to call on you, sir," he said, "but something is very wrong."
"Is Dr. Jekyll ill?" said Mr. Utterson.
"The doctor is behaving very strangely," said the butler. "I am afraid. Will you come back to the house with me?"
Mr. Utterson got up to get his hat and coat. "Of course," he said. It was late, and the streets were empty. At Dr. Jekyll's house, his servants were waiting at the door. They were all afraid, too. The butler took Mr. Utterson to the laboratory. There was a locked room.
"This room is locked," said the butler, "but there are voices inside."
"Knock on the door," said Mr. Utterson. The butler knocked on the door.
"Sir," he said, "Mr. Utterson is here to see you."
"Tell him to go away," said a voice.
The butler came back. He looked scared.
"Was that the voice of Dr. Jekyll?" he said.
"No," said Mr. Utterson. "It was not. It was the voice of Mr. Hyde."
"The man inside orders me to bring him chemicals," said the butler. "He is doing science experiments."
"Something very strange is going on," said Mr. Utterson. "We must break the door down." The servants got an axe.
"We're coming in," shouted Mr. Utterson.
"Please," came a voice, "leave me alone."
"Was that Dr. Jekyll's voice?" said Mr. Utterson. "Are they both in there?" They hit the door with the axe. They hit it again and again. Suddenly, it broke open, and they went into the room. There was a body on the floor.
"Who is it?" said the butler. "Is it Dr. Jekyll?"
Mr. Utterson went to look at the body. He turned it over. "No, it is Mr. Hyde," he said. "He has an empty bottle in his hand. It might be poison. I think Dr. Jekyll killed Mr. Hyde."
"Look," said the butler, "here is an envelope with your name on it."
Mr. Utterson took the letter home. He sat by the fire and got Dr. Lanyon's letter out too. "I will read the letters," said Mr. Utterson. "Then I will know the truth." Mr. Utterson read Dr. Lanyon's letter.
"Dear Dr. Lanyon, I am writing to request your help. I am working on a science experiment, and I need some special chemicals from you. At midnight, a man will come and collect them. Thanks, Dr. Jekyll."
Dr. Lanyon wanted to help his friend, so he got the special chemicals. At midnight, a man came. He was a strange and ugly man. It was Mr. Hyde. Dr. Lanyon gave him the chemicals. Mr. Hyde mixed the chemicals together. It made a purple liquid. Then it turned green.
"Do you want me to leave now?"
Mr. Hyde asked Dr. Lanyon.
"Or shall I drink it here? It will surprise you."
Dr. Lanyon was not happy, but he said, "Drink it here. I will see what happens." Mr. Hyde drank the liquid. Then something terrible happened. Mr. Hyde's body began to change. It moved wildly. It pulled and pushed. It got bigger, then smaller, then bigger again. It was terrible to see. It changed into Dr. Jekyll.
"Ha ha," said Dr. Jekyll. "You were surprised."
It did surprise Dr. Lanyon, but it also scared him. It scared him to death.